Hey everybody, I'm so excited for this episode. I'm gonna let you guys listen in on one of my coaching calls, and I'm gonna share with you a snippet of what we discussed. In this portion, she was wondering how to speak on topics that are more dry and bland without losing her audience's attention and engagement. In our call, we dove into how she could still make an impact on her audience, even if the topic wasn't exciting. We discussed engagement techniques, a more in-depth look into the IET formula, and how a mindset switch could keep her audience interested. Let's get into this episode. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks.
So what happens then? I mean, in a way, it's quite easy to tell a story, but if you are bringing theory into that story, so, you know, for 45 minutes, there's the story, and that story is the basis of the talk, but then we're bringing theory into it. So that's kind of where I felt like now I am having to keep them engaged with something that is potentially a little bit more dry than that story.
Yeah, for sure. So what I would say to that is a few things. Before your presentation, I would find some way to already have them engaged, not just through the story, but actually something that they could partake in. So you can say from the beginning, hey, there will be a question time, maybe halfway through or at the very end. So please have those questions ready. I would be more than happy to answer them, and just kind of even in that, make sure your inflection is full and excited because you want them to participate. Another thing that you can do is have a graphic or slides like PowerPoint. That is something that is very commonly used. But when it comes to PowerPoint, make sure that it's eye-catching. You want to make sure that that it looks appealing. And then the other thing that you can do is you can even set up a poll. So what that looks like is before your presentation, before you say what you're going to say, you can have a poll that they can, like a QR code, and they can put in their answer or vote on it. And then you can use that within your presentation, whether it's within the theory or the story or the stat, whatever it might be. That also helps get your listeners engaged. Another thing that I would say when it comes to talking about the more dry subjects, there's always a purpose behind it. You're not just there to give them the information because they could just Google it, you know, if that were the case. But you are there presenting it to them because it is something that you are knowledgeable on, that you have some excitement towards, because we wouldn't go into things learning them if we weren't even remotely excited about them, you know? So you're there to deliver why you are excited about this topic and why it will benefit them.
I was just thinking, also relating that theory in a way back to oneself, you know, why does this interest me? Just helps to kind of, I suppose, in a way, keep that enthusiasm up, even when you're feeling a bit like, maybe this is a bit boring for them.
Yes, exactly. Because the thing about your audience is they're there for a reason. They're either signed up to be there, and because they are also actually interested in what you have to say and talk about and what will be discussed, or they are there because they work there and they have to be there, but they're there for a reason. And you want to understand that reason. That's why I think audience analysis is so crucial, because it allows you, before you create your presentation and before you walk into it, to really dive into, who is my audience? Why do they care about this? And why will it benefit them? Another thing that I also think that is important for you to understand is figuring out how to present the information in a way that will cause them to want to learn more. And something that I came up with, and I think has been really beneficial to helping people not over-explain and helping them to really deliver their content without rambling, is called the IET formula. And so what it is that you start off by informing your audience about what that main point is. You're informing them of what you're going to be discussing, why it's even something that you are excited about. And then after that, you go into emphasizing how this point will benefit them. Why should they care? Why should they care? And that's where you're going to focus on. You're not going to go into a tangent about, well, you know, I think you guys will like this because this, well, also that, and maybe this point here. No, you're going to focus in on just the main issue. Then you're going to use that to transition into your next point, and you're going to focus on how the points connect. So why should they learn about it? Why is it important? And then connect that with what you're going to discuss next.
Yeah, I'm actually just thinking about that. I mean, obviously the other element of where I speak is on the podcast. And in a way, it's even harder there to keep people engaged because you don't have eye contact. You don't have body language. And it's really interesting to think about that formula in respect of, you know, a 40-minute podcast episode. And so you do that point on point on point, do you?
Yes. So you start off with the inform, and that leads you into the emphasizing, that leads you into transition. I created it that way because I want it to be fluid. I think a lot of times when people speak and they start rambling, they kind of go on like rabbit trails, or they talk about things that really don't go with it, and it distracts the audience. And that's kind of the last thing that you want to do. Because if your audience is confused, then you're going to find yourself feeling distracted by that confusion, and then you're not going to deliver well.
Yeah, so it's really, I mean, yeah, that informing, and I suppose using the stories as a basis to then inform on top of, and yes, then emphasize the importance of that. What is the relevance? And, you know, I'm going to definitely keep you to that one, because I think it's always reminding that audience, what is the relevance of this to you? Because I could just be spouting out all this stuff, but I'm doing so because it is relevant to you.
Yes, exactly. Because the thing is, you can inform them, like you said, through your story, which I think is like next level. A lot of times people don't recognize that they can inform their audience in creative ways. And so your story is such a creative way and a great starting point to grabbing your audience's attention. And you're informing them, hey, this is what we're discussing today. And then as you go into emphasizing why this should matter to them, it leads them to really engage even further, because your inflection has pulled them in, your story has pulled them in, you've motivated them to want to figure out what are we talking about? This is so cool. And then as you go into emphasizing that point, it leads them to be like, all right, what's next? And that's when you transition. And then you, I know that you said like, it's more dry, it's not as exciting. But as you bring that excitement from your own viewpoint on the subject, it will then actually trickle into your audience, and they will want to learn more and get excited about it. That's what I would tell you, that in those 45 minutes when you're talking to your audience and trying to keep them engaged, just remind yourself, I'm excited about this. this is why I'm excited about this, and let me share that with them. And remind yourself of this, because I think a lot of times people forget this, but as awkward as you might feel going into those moments and using the inflection, and you might feel silly at times, because I know I do. Even in those moments, though, remind yourself that it's actually beneficial to your audience and to your presentation. Hey, sis, I hope that you enjoyed that snippet from one of my coaching calls. I hope that it helped you and encouraged you to know that you're not the only one with questions and speaking concerns. And so if you also want help growing as a speaker and developing the confidence to speak in front of any kind of audience, then go to sarahfernandez.co to schedule your coaching call today. That is sarahfernandez.co, and the link is also in the show notes below. Now, let's pray, and that will be all for this episode. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this listener. And I just pray, God, that you would guide her, that you would help her and encourage her to know that whatever topic you have called her to speak on, that, Lord, it is for your glory. It will bring people to you. Let that be her mindset and her focus. And I pray, God, that when she starts to worry that it's just too boring of a topic, that people don't care and people won't listen, and remind her, God, that if this is something you have called her to speak on, you are going to bring the people who need to hear it. And Father, let her put the practice and the work in to develop the inflection techniques, the engagement techniques, and everything else so that she is able to present her topic in a way that draws her audience in. Lord, it's all for your glory, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you guys next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.